What's up, people? What's up? It's your boy, DJ Fab Tater. Once again, I am back. How y'all doing? Hope everybody had a great month. I hope March was a great month coming into April. Today, I'm going to talk about DJing as a military DJ, DJing for the military. Can give you a lot of mixed vibes, especially for any up-and-coming DJs. The reason why I say that is because the military crowd is not your typical crowd. The military crowd is a mix of a lot of people from all over the world. So with that being said, you have to be a little diverse DJ. You need to be a DJ who's able to go into different eras and genders with no problem, or know some of the top songs to play. I'm going to mention it on my YouTube page too. So if you hear this podcast, you can check my YouTube page. I'm going to give you a breakdown of like the five top songs that you should have, especially being a military DJ playing at military functions. These top songs will get you praises from everybody in the crowd. Okay. But let me go back and talk a little bit more. I digress. And like I said, toward the end of this, I'll give you more about what you'll need. Okay. So let's talk about this. Now, being a military DJ, you know, we DJ at a lot of functions, events, promotion ceremonies, to they have their balls, to they even have theme nights, okay? So theme nights are a little bit easier to a certain extent. You got to know, with the military crowd, you have to know who are really there. Like, you may have different seasons. Like, you may have be stationed at a base and have that everybody at that base who hangs out hip hop night, most of them are from the South. You may be on the West Coast, you may be in the Midwest or whatever, you may be overseas. But right now, the most people who came, they're all from down south for some reason. They're all from the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, you know, so you have a lot of those. Or you may be stationed in a base that has a lot of people from up north. A lot of people from Connecticut, you know, New York, these big areas, you know what I'm saying? So what that says, you know that when you're DJing, you got to kind of go into them areas. You can't go too far off because a lot of people won't be familiar of certain songs, especially if you are a DJ who comes to the West Coast and you know you've been used to playing a lot of songs for the West Coast. Well, you may be doing an event where it's a military ball and most everybody's in there are from the down south or the Midwest. So you have to know how to play your popular top 40 West Coast songs. You can't go in the crates and get the ones that you know turn the club up left and right, because they're not going to be familiar and they're not going to really move. So you got to be like, hey, I'm pop top 40 main club, which is a lot of times, you know, your Snoop Dogg, your Dr. Dre's, your Eminem's, you know what I'm saying? And the list goes on, you know, a lot more, but the list goes on. Those are the ones that play a lot of radio play and in air shots, you know. So what that said is, so you realize that you throw something out there and you know they're moving. You have to be very, very knowledgeable of the floor, because you can't go too young, but you can't go too old. You have to kind of find that medium. So you got those songs out there. So as a DJ, you got to throw some songs in and see which one to get them moving, get them pulling, get the ones to keep the crowd pumping. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you may have to hit a top 40. You're like, what a top 40? You got top 40 songs that mostly everybody knows from each era. Those are some tips I tell DJs who do come out here and their first time DJing for military. Kevin, I do suggest that I give them options. Hey, you know, get your top 40s that internationally that people know. You know what I'm saying? And you can put those in your mix. Start those with your mix and you keep the engagement of everybody. Because you can't just stay in one lane and think it's going to be a great party. It's not. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a little dance. People going to sit down and people going to be like, man. And then when the request line comes up, make sure you have a DJ pool or something like that, because people are going to ask for songs that are not typically played. You know what I'm saying? They come back, you got this song, or you got this song. You'd be like, I don't have this song. Or you don't have a very deep top 40 catalog. You're going to be in some problems. So what that says, you need to be very mindful and read the floor. But don't be scared to jump around and go different genres, okay? And like I said, you have to just be very loose with playing with the military crowd, like I said before, because there's so many people from all over and you never know who diversity. And make sure you have a nice Latino mix, especially you got to have a good Latino mix, okay? That is one of the normal things that if you don't have, I would suggest this, being a military DJ, to pick that up, because you're going to need that, okay? Time has changed. You actually have more, I think, you have more Latinos joining the military than before. It's been changing over the decade and over the last few years. I've been in, I'm almost coming up on 20 years. So I've seen the diversity change a little bit. The pedestal has kind of swung a little bit more than others. So with that said, more people tend to relax and have more fun. If you have not paid attention, and DJs don't know, that Latin nights are one of the top nights. It beats hip hop night hands down. Hip hop night has a good pool, but Latin night is like the top of the top at every base. Anywhere you go, Latin night is the number one. Latin night keeps the place pumping. Hip hop night, second runner up. Back in the day, when I first came on, hip hop night was a big thing. Latin night was okay, but hip hop night took it over. But now it's changed. Latin night's the very big hitter. Hip hop's next. You know, and then after that, you may have like country night. And country night pretty strong too. Country night, hip hop night, about the same. Some people may say different at different bases here and there, but them line songs, I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't got line songs, especially for country night, line songs have hip hop songs when they do it. So if you can do them line songs very well, hey, you'd be a very great DJ for the military. It's gonna be one of your top ones right there. And like I said, I'm gonna go on my YouTube page and I'm gonna mention more about that. Okay. So, but I just want to go ahead and just put that out there. So being a military DJ will get you prepared to go out and get you stronger to do other adventures that you would not typically do if you were just a DJ regular out, because it's so easy for a DJ to get stuck in one lane and master one lane and never go out the other lane, because it's all make money, you know, and there's always money out there to be made. But as a military DJ, you have to be versatile to be a great military DJ. You know, if you're a great military DJ, you will get a lot of gigs, you get a chance to go to a lot of places, but then at the same time, you'd be very universal and diverse. So that's all I have to say today. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Like I said, I have my YouTube page, so you can go to YouTube, DJ Fat Potato at youtube.com, and you can find my page, and I have the five top songs you should have as a military DJ, and I'll go a little bit more about it. But thank you for listening to the podcast. Like I said, appreciate all my fans and all my listeners, and I hope this helps out any DJ, help anybody out. If you got any questions, concerns, you can hit me up. You can hit me up at djfabpita@gmail.com. And hey, if anybody looking for a DJ, you can check out my page, and you can book me. You know, I do travel, so you can book me. You can go to www.cheesebroccolient.com, and you can go ahead and book me from there. Okay. Once again, that website is www.cheesebroccolient.com, and broccoli is spelled incorrect. It's spelled B-R-O-C-C-L-I on purpose. So just let you know that. So when I spelled it out, you can't say, oh, misspelled. No, it is misspelled on purpose. So go to that website. You can book me, and have a great day. And I'll talk to you guys next week. This is DJ Fat Potato, and you listen to The Kitchen.